Okay, we are on Tess Amid Beis. We were in the middle of the discussions of what one is allowed to do before davening, before mincha, mincha gedola, mincha ketana, we spoke about yesterday. And we spoke about what is called the beginning of each of these activities, at least most of them, the last one we're going to do today. What is the beginning of haircut? What's the beginning of bersiki? What's the beginning of achila? So we're up to five lines from the bottom. So we just spoke about what's the beginning of achila. So that was the machlokes between Rab and Rabbi Chanina, whether it means when you wash your hands or undo your belt. And we said, but there's really no machlokes. It depends where you are. In Bava, where they have very tight belts and they undo their belts before they eat. So then that's when the taking off the belt is the first act of eating. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they don't have the tight belts, so that's where the first step of eating is Netilas Yadayim. So Amar Abaya, five or six lines up. Hani Chavrin Bavloi. These Babylonian friends. Lamanda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. According to the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, hearkening back to discussions of Beseches Brachas. We had a machlokas, but whether Tfilas Arvis was Rishus or Chova. You can look back at your notes at the time, the notes in your brain, about how do you view Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Does that mean that the Chovas Yachid is different, it's Rishus? Or maybe the nature of the Tfilah itself is Rishus? Then we spoke about, maybe this is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim versus Baal Tosfos. But according to the Manda Amar, that holds Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Meaning Tfilas Arvis is somewhat less chiyuv than the other tefillas. So then says the Gemara, kiven deshari lehem yani lo matrachinam le. So then, because it's rishus, once they have undone their belt, so it must be we're not matriach him to put on his belt again, because after all, it's only rishus, quote unquote. So if it's only rishus, therefore we wouldn't be matriach him to put back on the belt once he took it off. What does this mean? Rashi says it means he could do whatever he's doing, he could eat, and then afterwards he could daven. From Tosfos, it seems like we might even miss the whole zman. Tosfos says, you know what? It's not worth it to miss the whole zman for nothing. Do your best to do it to daven afterwards. But the mashmas of Tosfos then is that really he has the heter even because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus to not daven at all if it comes to that. Even though it's better not to, of course. Tosfos also points out, but what do you mean? We said Myriv has Kriyashma. So Kriyashma is Daraisa. We just said yesterday, Yavsigla Kriyashma. So as we said, you said Kriyashma, you didn't daven Ma'irv. Some Mitzias like that. But anyway, that's what the Gemara says. That if you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, then you don't have to be Mafsik for once you take off your belt. So yes, we're going to do an important Rashi in a minute. But first, let's finish. But what is that mashba? That if it's chova, then we are, if you hold the tefillah as chova, then we are matriachim to put back on the belt? But what did we just say? What's our Mishnah talking about? Our Mishnah is talking about mincha, which is chova, according to everybody. And we learned that you don't have to be mafsik. And we just said that what does it mean that you don't have to be mafsik once you take off your belt? So how could the Gemara say that the only time, according to the Bandar B'Tfilah Arvis Rishus, that's when we say that once you take off your belt, you don't have to stop and daven. But what do you mean? We just said about Mincha, which is parallel to Chova, and also you have the Heter of not having to put back on your belt. So what's going on? So the Gemara gives two answers. Hasam lo shlicha shichris, hacha shlicha shichris. Either over there, when you're talking about Mincha time, so then, I'm sorry, when you're talking about, right, mincha time, shchicha shechus, people usually don't get drunk during the day. People don't drink during the day. Let's say it that way, not get drunk. People don't drink so much during the day, so you don't have to have so many precautions. So then, even by a tfilas chova, mincha, we could say that, you know what, you took off your belt already, finish eating, and then you could daven. But hacha shchicha shechus, at night, when it's customary for people to drink more, we'll get to what exactly how much in Tosfos in a minute. Hacha, where the custom is to drink a little more, so shchicha shichris, so then shichris is more possible, and therefore we make the person stop if you hold Tfilas Arvis Chova and daven. Just because you took off your belt is not a reason not to. Or second answer, inami b'mincha kiven tekviya lezimna mirsis v'asi l'misha. By mincha, because the zman is set, a person himself knows that he has, when shkia, so a person will daven in time. Arvis, given to the kuli almas, man arvis, lo mersas vasil mifsha. Since Meyer is all night, so people might not be scared to daven in its proper time, and asil mifsha, they might come to be posheya. And that is why, these are two answers to what? To answer the question of why, by mincha, it's a tfilas chova, but you have the heter not to have to daven once you took off your belt? Masha'ekin, if you would hold Tfilas Arvas Chova, so then we would say that you would have to daven even though you already were Matar Chagur. Okay, a couple of ha'aras on these couple of lines of Gemara. There's an important Rashi on the bottom of the Amud, which we referred to, again, a couple of months ago when we learned Maseches Brachos. Rashi says four lines from the bottom. L'man da'avar Tfilas Arvas Rishus. Rashi says, according to the L'man da'avar Tfilas Arvas Rishus, so then, da-da-da, you would be able to continue. What does Rashi say? B'Maseches Brachos. Mipnei shehi keneged hektar chalavim ve'emurim she'ein ma'akvin kaparasan. What does Rashi here say? He says something that is not in the Gemara. Rashi said, we know that there are two machloksim, they are a blot away from each other, yet the Gemara never links them. There's one machlokas, tfilas arvas rishus, tfilas arvas chova, whether ma'ariv is called a rishus or a chova. There's another machlokas, whether tfilos are tamidim tiknum, or keneged avos tiknum, whether they're parallel to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or whether they're parallel to the tamid of chakras, ben arbayim, and the extra burning of the fats in the limbs. Rashi here says, who is the man da'amar tfilas arvas rishus? It's the man da'amar of tefillas tamidim tiknum. Right? Because after all, why should Ma'ariv be different if it's parallel to the Avos? Well, Yaakov's worse off than Avraham Yitzchak. So that's why Rashi says the Gemara never does this. But it's logical. It's logical. Rashi says that the Manda Amar Rishus is the one that holds tamidim tiknum, and therefore the extra burning of the fats in the limbs, that's different than, you know, the first two tamidim. That's what Rashi says here. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says in Brachas on Daf Chav Zayin. The Tziv here, in his commentary al Hashas and the Meromei Sadeh, refers to what he writes in the Hemek She'elah, which is that maybe it's not so pashut. And he points out that Tosfos here himself seems to disagree. Tosfos in the bottom Tosfos, and the Sh'iltos in Shilta Ches, seems to say that even if you hold that Tfilas Arvas Rishus, you could still parallel it to Avos, and it's to Yaakov Avinu. Why is Yaakov Avinu worse? What's wrong with Yaakov Avinu? So he says, if you look in the psukim, there's a slight difference in the psukim that refer to how they davened. Vayashkev Avram Baboker. Oh, he got up to daven. Vayizah Yisrach Lazurach Masadah. He went out to daven. What's the pasuk by Yaakov? Vayifka Bamakom. What does Chazal say? Oy, I passed by the place and I didn't daven where my avos daven, so I went back to daven. It's less of a chiyuv type of pasuk. Our Av didn't get up to daven. He went to do something and boom, I didn't daven yet. So the Nesiv says, even if you say Tfilas Arvas Rishus, you could hold Keneged Avos Tiknum. And he said, that's Gufa Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. Rashi takes it as a Zavar Pashut, that you link the two Machloksim, while Tosfos here, and the Nesiv, points out that the Shiltos also says that you don't have to link the two. Fine. That's the one a thought on the bottom on that Rashi. But it's Rashi and Shabbos Daf Tes. That's who links these two Machloksim. Okay. So then we went out to the Gemara. The Gemara said there's a difference between Mincha, which is Chova, versus Tfilas Arvis, if you would say it's Chova. And we said by Mincha time, Shichrus is not Shchiach. Masha'en Kain, by Ma'ariv, Shichrus is Shchiach. So Tosfos asks, the top Tosfos says, we know that on a day when you're allowed to eat, you don't duchen by Mincha time. Why? Why don't you duchen by Mincha time? In Eretz Yisrael today, why don't you duchen by mincha time? Right, what do you mean? They duchen every day in the morning. Why don't they duchen in mincha time? The answer is, you're chashina l'shichrus. You're chashina because, you know, a kohen is not allowed to duchen after he has drunk some wine. So therefore, right, so Gemara says in Tainus, right, the shchiach shichrus, chashina. That's why Yom Kippur might be different, right? Because it's, so Tosfos says, alma gabe mincha shchiach shichrus. So how could our Gemara say that by mincha it's not shchiach shichrus, and that is why we don't make the guy get up and stop what he's doing, because he only drinks at night, not during the day. What do you mean the Gemara says you don't duchen by mincha, because shchiach shichrus by day? No. So Tosfos says, yeshlomar tahasam linyan nisiyas kapayim shiny. The afil oshasa el revius utterly says kapov. There's a different standard. At night, people drink more than a revius. People drink more than a revius, and they drink about a revius. So that's why, that's a certain level of, the Gemara's not talking about getting stone drunk. The Gemara's not talking about that. But the Gemara's talking about drinking a certain amount where you wouldn't be able to do certain actions. So our Gemara says that there's a certain level of shichrus that happens at night that would prevent you from davening. That's one level of shichrus. The Gemara Tainus is talking about an even lower level. For duchening, there's a lower standard, or a higher standard, depending how you look at it. That even if you just drink a revius, you wouldn't be able to be nosei kapayim. So people drinking a revius of wine, that happens during the day. So that'll prevent duchening, but it won't prevent tefillah. So that is why, that is what Tosfos says, the chiluk in the different levels of drinking. And other Rishonim say that maybe during the day it's a little easier to get rid of your shechris, because you'll walk around, and you could be mefig the shechris, mashen kein, and night it's a little more difficult. But that is the discussion of Tosfos. Fine. Let's continue. So Gemara had two answers why we're not matriach a person to get up and daven once they took off their belts. It asks the Gemara, Maskev or Rav Sheshes, Trichus Alameser Hem Yonei, is it so hard to put your belt back on? He already took off his belt. We're not going to make him put your belt back on. What's the big deal? You know, what are we so upset? We're giving him such a heter. The ode, Leku Hachi Belitzli. Okay, forget the belt. Just stand up and daven. What do you want to forget the belt? Put it back on his belt? So he won't wear his belt when he davens. Ah, says the Gemara, that can't be. Mishim shenamar, hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. Because of the pasuk that says, prepare yourself to meet the God of Israel. In other words, as we've said many, many times, tefillah is a state of lifnei Hashem. We go stand in front of the king. We said that in the context of that Reb Chaim about Kavana. We said that about, that's why the Gemara in Brachta says you can't be shirtless when you daven, even if you're wearing pants. Many things that we've discussed. That's why you can't be up in a tree when you daven. You got to come down, even though for Kriya Shema you can. Why? Because it's a state of lifnei Hashem, and you have to prepare yourself. And therefore, the Gemara seems to say, not wearing a belt is being unprepared for davening. That's a lack of hikon likras elokecha Yisrael. We'll talk about it more in a minute. What happened to the first question of the Gemara? Is it so hard to put on a belt? So Tosfos says the Gemara didn't answer it. Va'od leku haki velitzli umishani whatever. Tosfos says v'lo chayshina l'shinu yikusha kamaisa. The Gemara doesn't answer the first question. So the Ritva here says the Gemara does answer the first question. And just I'll say in a minute, but when I was learning this with my Chavrusa, I said, doesn't Ritva make a lot more sense? When does it ever say in the Gemara? The Gemara has two questions, then only answers the second one. So obviously the Gilyan HaShas was not me, because the Gilyan HaShas points out all the other places in Shas where something like this happens. So the Gilyan HaShas on the bottom says, let me give you other examples with only one question is answered. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we have a Gilyan HaShas. But anyway, so the Ritva here says, no, the first question is answered. Because in the Havamina, the Gemara asked, why don't you just put on a belt? It's not a tircha. So at that point, putting on the belt was just mishum the tircha aspects, and therefore there was no tircha to put on the belt. But in the maskana, once we say hikon, once we say this idea of getting ready to daven, so the Gemara is not assuming that putting on a belt is not putting on a belt, but it means more. If you put on a belt mishum hikon, it means you have to look presentable, you have to tuck yourself in, you can't just put on the belt. But it's much more than that, and that is a tircha. So once we change the tzorah to put on the belt from stam, you know, davening properly to doing hikon, so then, says the Ritva, the tzorah of putting on the belt becomes a tircha. And that is, the question is answered. But the second half of the Tosfos is what's exciting here regarding this sugya. Mikan, we'll go to the third line of Tosfos. Mikan, tzorah, lazar, chalotzav, kishimis, palel. What do you see from this Gemara? You got to put on your belt when you daven? The marker for wearing a gartel. Right, so from here you see that you gotta put on lazer chalot. So you gotta put something on when you daven. Uba machzer vitri mafarish. And the machzer vitri, one of the svarim from the Beis Medrash of Rashi, he may say a different reason why you have to put on a belt when you daven. The tam de beinon azar shalo yehi liba roas haerva. Kind of what we've had before, that you have to have a halachic hefsik between one's heart and one's erva, and therefore a belt does that. And therefore, adds the Machzer Vitri, if that's the reason, only for them who didn't have pants, who didn't have belts on anyway, who didn't have elastic on their pants, they wore togas, they wore robes, they had to put on a belt for this reason of Libo Haroasa Erva. We already have a belt on our pants, Einanu Tzrichin Lazar. So we don't have to wear a belt. So it sounds like 2 days in Tosfos. According to the Machzer Vitri's reason, you don't have to bizman hazeh if you wear a belt anyway. But the first day of Tosfos, Mikan, our Gemara doesn't say anything about Libra Rosh Erva. Our Gemara says, Mishum Hikon. To get ready to daven, you got to put something extra on, it sounds like. So it sounds like 2 days in Tosfos. What do we paskin? Not what does the Minhag Olam do, but what do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the first day of Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch says, you got to wear an Azar, even if, in Sadik Aleph Beis, I think the Makar here is wrong in the Ayin Mishpat. Looked up yesterday, couldn't find it. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch Simin Sadik Aleph Beis, Tzarech Lezer Ezer B'Shas Tfila, Afilu Yeshlo Avnei She'ein Libra Roesa Erva, Mishim Hikon, Aval Shar Brachas Mutil Avarek Velo Chabur, Me'achash Deshlo Beklasayim. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly, even if you have a belt and Libra Roesa Erva, you got to put it on. So that, and that is the minhag of many, many sects of Jews, to put on an extra gartel when they daven. What about the minhag of many, many thousands of Jews that don't? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. He's the basis. V'yesh omer ma'od, d'davka b'misha ragel kol hayom b'chagura. Only if somebody normally wears this kind of thing, do you have to make sure it's on by davening. Avamisha holit kol hayom b'lo chagura, without this belt, or without this extra belt, gam b'shas tefila ein sarach lachgar. And that is what the minhag olam in many places is. The Mishnah Berurah adds, though, umiyu midas chasidus af b'ki hagavna. So there is a midas chasidus. Why this midas chasidus hasn't taken on in some circles and others midas chasidus have? Tzarchiyin. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Meikar adin, according to that Magen Avraham, quoting earlier poskim or Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that is the issue. But it comes out from these two days in Tosfos. Right, but the question is also, it has to do with what's normal begadim for you. That's what it sounds like, that's also a factor as well.
If your normal begadim is the status of Pekon by
Okay. Okay, but I'm saying, but maybe, let's say, according to the first day of Tosas and the Shulchan Aruch, even if you're, no, if you have, if you
I mean,
it's more Hikon to have an extra belt for davening.
Maybe. It depends. I mean, if Hikon means that you have to be proactive, okay. But otherwise,
okay. Okay. We have to do something proactive. Again, this pasuk of Hikon is the mucker for all hachanas for tefillah. People who wear a jacket for tefillah. People who do anything to prepare for tefillah. It's based on this din of Hikon. Of preparing from the word hachana. But of preparing to daven. So now we're going to have a couple of examples of what the Amoraim used to do. Rava Barafuna, Rami Puzmaki Umatsli. Rava Barafuna used to put his fancy shoes on to daven. Amar, Hikon l'kras alokach Yisrael. Tosas here points out that maybe this is a raya that you can't daven barefoot. But so Rashi says it's the fancy shoes he used to daven. Rava used to do an opposite kind of activity. Shadi glime, he used to throw his Rashi says his chashav cloak, his chashav beged behind him. Upachar yadi umatzli, he used to stand there with his hands like this and used to daven. Amar ka'abda kami more. Like a servant in front of his master. I mean, he got an opposite kind of attitude. The first day was like, put on your fancy clothes, you're standing in front of a king. And the second Amora said, oh, it's me, it's like an Evan in front of his Rebbe. You know, you got a different attitude. Amar Ravashi, Chazina Leilu Rav Kahana. I used to watch Rav Kahana. Ki ikat Sara ba'alba, when there were Tsaras around, Shadi glimu parcha yadu maslei. Amar ka'avde kamimara. He used to do the second type of activity. He used to be in the servant mode. Ki ikat Shlama, but when there was Shalom around, Lavishu miskasi umisati v'maslei. He used to put on his fancy clothes and he used to daven. Amar hikon likras alokach Yisrael. He used to get up and daven properly. So the Ein Yaakov, one of the Mefarshim on the Ein Yaakov says, Bizman hazeh b'shaz galus. We're always not b'shaz Shalom. Always Pesar, and therefore we always have to have the attitude of davening of Ke'evid Lefnei Rabbo. Rava Chazil Rav Hamnuna de Karmarech Bitzluse. Look at this story. Rava saw Rav Hamnuna that it was davening for a long time. Omar, Manichin Chaye Olam V'oskin B'chaye Sha'a? What are you doing davening so long? You're being Osek in Chaye Sha'a, which Rashi here explains, because you're davening for your Parnasa and your Refuah and your Olam Hazen needs instead of learning. What are you being osig v'chayisha? Unbelievable Gemara. Davening is called chayisha. So, but who savar? But what did Rav Hamnuna say? Zman tefilo l'chud v'zman Torah l'chud. No, there's a time to daven, and there's a time to learn. I'm now davening, so I'm davening. And as the Ole Bali Musar say, we have a chiv to learn Torah every free second of our life. That's the chiv. Every free second of our life, we have a chiv to learn Torah. So what's free? So Rav Hamnuna is telling him, when I'm davening, that's not free. That's not a free moment. So zman tefila lechud, v'zman Torah lechud. Also an interesting mussar I was thinking of from this line, zman tefila lechud, v'zman Torah lechud, for all of us who learn during davening. Zman tefila lechud, v'zman Torah lechud. We got to remember that too. Okay. Rav Yirmiyah havi yasev kamei de Rav Zeira, v'kavi asek b'shmaisa. Rav Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira was giving a shir, naga letzluye. And the shir was going a little overtime. And it was getting late in terms of davening. Rabbi Yirmiyah was like getting itchy. He was getting up to daven. You know, he was like going to watch it. Maybe the Rebbe will get the idea. You know, if the Talmidim close their svarim, they think like the Rebbe will realize that, you know, it's time for the bell. You know, Talmidim have been doing this for years. Ain't no Talmidim with Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Kari Alei Reb Zera. Reb Zera said about him, Meisir Azno Mishmoa Torah Gam Tfiloso Toeva. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that he obviously referring to this case. If somebody closes his ear from hearing Torah, his tefillah is a to'eva. Meaning, I'm learning now and I'll daven. And the Rashi points out, this only applies, somebody who wants to delay a little bit because he's involved in Torah, he'll daven a little later, only mishum, if somebody who's tarasa umnasa. Somebody who doesn't waste a second. Again, this might be the makar for certain people who aren't as makbid in terms of zman tefillah because they're sitting and learning. But again, me'ikar adim, we don't have that heter. That's only the Rosh says, somebody who's tarasa umnasa. There's also a very pretty scary medrash I saw quoted in the Sharm Tzvanim Bahalacha on this line of on Meser Adam Mishwa Tefillah. He quotes a Yalkut Shimoni where Hashem says, Vim Amartem Kach, if you say, I heard this already, Shelo Yomer Shtakit Shamanu Osa. When you go to a shir, you shouldn't say, I heard this already. Vim Yamartem Kach, if you say about my Torah, oh, I heard it already, Af Ani Yachol Omar Lachem. Lamatem Karim Shema Pa'amayim Bayom. Lamatem Ispalim Shlosha Pa'amayim Bayom. I heard it already. Shema Atem Chachim Davar. Maybe you're saying something new. Im Ga'altem B'divrei Torah Af Ani Einei Shomea Tfilaschem. You don't like my Torah, I don't like your tefillah. Shenemar, Meser Azra Mishmoa Torah, Gan Tfilaso To'eva. The same pasuk as referred to here. Pretty scary medrash. If we're excited about Torah, Hashem will be excited about our tefillos. Gotta make sure we have that attitude. Okay, Me'emasai Aschalas Din. When, we spoke about yesterday, when is the beginning of haircut, when is the beginning of eating, etc. Then we got off the track a little bit. Now we're back to that. When is the beginning of the din? Rav Yirmiya of a judgment. Rav Yirmiya of Rabbi Yonah. Chad Amar Mishi is Atfu HaDayanim. One says, when the Dayanim do Ituf, when they put the talus on our heads, on their heads, which is halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch, unknown halacha, that Dayanim have to do Ituf. That's why the Dayanim wear, when you go to a din Torah, the Dayanim are either wearing hats or a talus. Why do they have to do Ituf? Rashi here says, A, Me'emas Shechina. We know Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel, Hashem is by the Din Torah. V'shol Yifnu Rosh Lakan Lakan, they don't get distracted. V'tehei Daitan Miyushev Asalehen, and they have their Yishev Adas. But either way, that's a din quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat. The Yonim have to have Ituf. So then, when they do Ituf, that's the beginning of the din. V'chad Amar Mishi Yiftechu Balei Dinim, when the party start making their claims. Below Peligi, the Gemara says there's no machlokas here. Had to ask Basu Bedina. When do you say it goes by the party starting? That's when that the judges were also in a different din, so they already have Ituf. They're already in a state of Ituf, so what's going to be the start of the new din? When the parties start talking. For us, had to low ask Basu Bedina. Here's where, when do you need Ituf? That's when they're coming for the first din of the day. That's the beginning of the din. Rabbi Ravasi, Abiyasi Vagarsi Beni Amude. Rabbi and Ravasi were sitting, at least to learn, between the pillars that upheld the base medrash. The Choshaita Vishaita Habu Tavchi A'ivra Dadasha. And every so often that you would bang on the door, kind of make an announcement. The Amri, and they used to say, Iika de Isle Dina Leabalesi. Whoever has a Din Torah, come on in. We're learning now, but whoever has a Din Torah, come on in. Tosa says, seems from here that din on a certain level in the hierarchy is greater than Torah. Because they would stop Torah for din. Even though we just said a couple of lines ago that you wouldn't stop Torah for tefillah. So it sounds like there's din and then there's Torah and then there's tefillah. If you put it all together. There is a discussion whether din itself is Torah. Right? In various contexts of halacha, do you have to say Birchas HaTorah before you paskin? Is an Ovel who's a Dayan allowed to paskin? I mean, all these are nafkaminas, whether din, whether hora has a status of Torah. But anyway, here, says Tosfos, it sounds like din has a hierarchy because they would stop learning in order to have a din Torah. Fine. Rav Chisda, Rabbi Barafuna, have a yasu b'dayin kol yoma. Rav Chisda and Rabbi used to sit in din all day. Havika cholishli bayu. Their heart became weak. Rashi has two opinions here. Either their heart became weak because they had a be in the court all day and they didn't have time to learn. Or Rashi changed the girsa of Cholosh Daitaihu and they were starving because they didn't eat, because you're not allowed to eat before you judge. So they were starving and they got weak because they were starving. 2 days in Rashi. Tanaluhu Rav Chiya Barav Midifti. So Rav Chiya Barav, they said to these rabbis, wait a minute, Vayamar Am al Moshe, and a Boker and Ha'arev. Right, it says that the Am went to Moshe Rabbeinu all day, morning till night. You think Moshe Rabbeinu really judged all day? So when did he learn? Torah Masei Nasis. Right, when did he learn Torah? Ela lomer lacha kol dayin shadon din emes la amito afilu shoa achas ma'al olav akasav kilo nasa shutav lakadosh baruch hu b'mayis abreishis. If somebody judges properly, don din emes la amito, so then it's as if he becomes a partner with Hashem in creating the world. So don't think it's so bad that you didn't get to learn. Look what you're doing. If you're judging your shutav with Hashem, how do you know that? Ksiv hachav yabar ha'am al moshem in a boker to arev, v'ksiv hasam v'yer v'yvoker yom echad. So you see the words erev and boker used in both contexts. That's how you know the parallel. So either it means, therefore, don't worry that you learned all day, or it's just a message. Moshe Rabbeinu really didn't learn all day. So therefore, stop and take a break and eat something. Either way, that's how the Gemara works there. What does it mean, don din emes la'amito? So number one, to answer your question, how do you know? The posek, as long as the posek goes through the right channels and looks up the right makoros and rules with Yerushamayim, you know, he has that authority. Like Rav Moshe in the Hakdama to Igris Moshe, he talks about two types of emes. Emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. Emes la'amita means midin shamayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But Rav Moshe says, what we have to do is emes la'hora'a. We have to do the emes as after we, with Yirei Shemayim and Kobed Rosh, go through the Makaris. We try to get the Emes Lahora to be the Emes Lahamita. But Rav Moshe, writing after he writes that he shouldn't write his Sefer and he's not worthy, etc., etc. So he writes, but look, I'm going to try to get the Emes Lahora, and that's as much as what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked of me. It's a beautiful Hakdama if you've never read it. Okay, what is Don Din Emes Lahamito? What's the extra word, la'amito? Tosa just points out, something we discussed last year in Maseches Sanhedrin, la'afuke din meruma. What's a din meruma? Very interesting halacha. The halacha is, quoted in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, let's say a dayan is judging, and all the parties give their testimony, and everything is fine, and everything is, all the details of the case are done. And all the evidence points in one direction. But the dayan knows that there's something fishy here. I can't put my finger on it. I can't figure out exactly what's wrong, but there's something that doesn't click. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the dayan is not allowed to paskin. Even though on paper everything points in this direction, that's called din meruma. There's something fishy going on here. Paskining in that case is not din emes la'amito. Interesting, that's on the one hand. There's another parallel, opposite kind of case called the kippah. Kippah is in Maseches Sanhedrin, where let's say a guy is innocent according to all the details, but the dayan knows something fishy that this guy's not innocent. He got off on some technicality or something, so that there is some type of flexibility where a dayan has the option of putting him into a kippah, into a small area, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest when we feed him certain foods. But that's an opposite of meruma. Meruma is when you're not allowed to paskin because you know something's fishy. Kippah is kind of, you're allowed to do something when you know something's fishy. Okay, but that was being excluded by Don Din Emes La'amita according to Tosfos. I don't know about Shah Achas, but not the whole day. But let's see right now, the next line of the Gemara. On Masa Yoshim Medin, how long should a dayan sit in judgment? When could he get up? Amar, if Sheshit Adzman Suda. Until it's time to eat. Meaning, don't eat before you judge, but when it's time to eat, then you could get up. We'll talk about when that is in a minute. Amar Rav Chama Maikra, Dechsiv, what's the pasuk? Dechsiv, Ilocha Eretz Shemalkeich Nar V'Sarayach Baboker Yochelu. Woe to the land that your kings are young and your princes eat in the morning. Ashrech Yis Eretz Shemalkeich Ben Chorim V'Sarayach Ba'is Yochelu. Bigvura V'lo Bashasi. And we darshan Bigvura Shel Torah V'lo Bashdiya Shel Yayin. They should judge with the strength of Torah and not after drinking wine. Meaning that you shouldn't have eaten or drunk wine before you judge. So what time is that? Tana Rabbana. Shari Shona Macha Ludim. The first hour of the day is when the Ludim nation eat. What does that mean? Rashi explains here. It's a cannibalist nation who is always gluttons and they want to eat anything in sight. So they eat right when they wake up. First hour of the day. Shnia Macha Listim. The second hour is when the Listim eat. So I guess robbers eat a little bit later. Shlishis, Machal Yarshim. The third hour is when Yarshim eats. What's Yarshim? Rashi explains. Yarshim are people who got a Yerusha, who don't have to work. So they get up a little later, and before they go out to work, they're already eating breakfast. Revius Machal Paalim. The fourth hour is when the workers work, eat. Chamishis Machal Kaladim. And the fifth hour is when everybody else eats. So Mara just says, Eini Vamar of Papa, Revius Mansuda Lachaladim. Rapapa said the fourth hour is when everybody eats. So the Gemara says switch it. El Revius Machal Kaladam, Chamishis Machal Poalim, Shishis Machal Talmud Chacham. The sixth hour is when a Talmud Chacham eats a little bit later than everybody else. Mikan ve'elech, but if you don't eat until after this, Kizorik Eben Lachemetz is like you're throwing a stone into an empty jug, and meaning it's not good for your stomach. meaning you should make sure to eat, it's not good to fast. Amar Abaya lo amar el dilo tom sat midi bitsafra. It's only bad if you didn't eat anything in the morning, even a taste. Aval tom midi bitsafra less than bad. If you tasted something in the morning, then it is not a problem. Okay, so that takes us through the issue of dayanim and when is it called the tchilas din. Amar Abad bar Ava. Mispal admin tchilas b'meis ha-merchatz. A person is allowed to daven in a bathhouse. Right, we're talking about whether when you go into a bathhouse, you know, do you have to be master for tefillah or not? That's why we're talking about this now. Rav Chama, Rav Ada says you can daven in a bathhouse. Meisfe, is that true? We have the following brisa. Hanichnas lo beis hamerchatz. If you go into a beis hamerchatz, and Rashi here explains, but it's based on the Gemara that we're about to have. There are three rooms in the beis hamerchatz. The most inner room is the one where everybody's walking around without clothes on. That's where they actually have the beis hamerchatz. The outer room is where people put on their undergarments on their way out and on their way in. And in the real outer room, people are always basically clothed. Clothed with basics, and they put on the extra stuff to get ready to go out to the world in the outer room. Those are the three rooms. So says the Braisa, Malkum Shebnei Adam Omdim Levushin, in the place where people are clothed, that means the outer room, Yesha Mikra Vitvila. So there is Mikra there. Rashi says that means Kriyashma. You could say Kriyashma there, you could daven there. Vezar Chloma She'ela Shalom. And you could also say hello to people with God's name, She'ela Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. Umeiniach tefillin, and you can wear tefillin there. Vein sarach l'mashin acholis, and if you can wear tefillin, you obviously don't have to take off your tefillin if they're already on. That's the outer room. Malkum shebnei adam omdim arumim ulavushin. What about the middle room where some people are clothed, some people are not? So yesham she'el shalom. Then you're allowed to say shalom aleichem in that room. V'ein sham mikra v'tefillah, but you can't say kriyashma or daven there. V'ein acholis tefillin. You don't have to take off your tefillin. V'ein maniach. You don't have to take off your tefillin, but v'ein maniach lecharchila. But you don't put on tefillin there lecharchila. You got to wait till you get out. Malkum shebnei adam omdim arumim, but in the inner room, ain sham she'ela shalom, you can't say shalom at all. Ve'ein zarach lomar mikra v'tefillah. And of course, you can't daven at all, or say kriyashma. V'cholei tefillin, ve'ein zarach lomar she'ena manichan. And you have to take off your tefillin. Obviously, you're not supposed to put on your tefillin either. Question mark. Meaning, we have this statement earlier from Rav Ada that you're allowed to daven in the Beis HaMerchatz. And he's not machalik between inside, outside. So it's mashpin the whole Beis HaMerchatz. How could he say that if we have a brisa that says that you can't daven in the Beis HaMerchatz except in the outer rooms? So, kikam Rav Ada barav, HaMerchatz she'en bo adam. No, Rav Ada's talking about a case where there's nobody there. If there's nobody there, so then you're allowed to daven. So Gemara says, one second, that doesn't work. We had in Brachas. The bathhouse has the state of a bathhouse. Even if there's nobody there, it's still a bathhouse. Right? It has the status of Beis HaKisi and Beis HaMerchatz. So Gemara says, El, ki amar avada b'chadati. He was referring to a Beis HaMerchatz that was never used. It was new, it was built, it was new, but it was never used. So Gemara says, one second, if that's the case, that also relates to a machlokes that we had between Abaye and Rav and Brachas. Ravina had the question, his zmino lebeis akise mahu, yesh zimun o ein zimun. If somebody does hazmana, if somebody prepares something and designates something for a beis hamerchatz, he had the ibaya, he had the question by beis akise, whether hazmana milsahi or not. So isn't there the same question by Beis HaMerchatz? V'lo ifshetilei. And he didn't answer the question by Beis HaKisei. Lav hu hadin l'merchatz. Don't we say that the same suffix is by Merchatz? We say, lo, dilma, shiny, Beis HaKisei demas. No, maybe Beis HaKisei is different because the Beis HaKisei is more disgusting. And that is why even hazmana of a Beis HaKisei might make it into a Beis HaKisei. But for sure, by a Beis HaMerchatz, if you haven't used it yet, then hazmana does not create the Beis HaMerchatz. So that's what he was referring to, that you could daven in a Beis HaMerchatz that was never used. It was just designated as a Beis HaMerchatz. Okay, let's continue. Ein Shem She'ela Shalom. So the Gemara quotes that we just said before, that when you're in the inner rooms of the Beis HaMerchatz, you can't say Shalom Aleichem to somebody. You can't say She'ela Shalom. Messiah Leila Rav Hamnuna Mishmei De'ula. Let's say this is a proof to Rav Hamnuna. Da'amar, because who said, Asur Lo Adam She'itin Shalom L'Chaver B'Beis HaMerchatz? Who said that it's asur to say give shalom to somebody in the Beis HaMerchatz? Mishum she'ne'emar va'yikra lo Hashem shalom. As Gideon says to Hashem, right? We had this in the last Mishnah in Brachas as well. That you know, the greeting somebody is Shem Hashem. Va'yikra lo Hashem shalom. So Gemara says, one second. Elamayata hemnusanami asalami beis akise. If you're saying that anything related to God's name can't be said in a beis akise, so you shouldn't be able to say hemnusa dichsev hakel haneman. You shouldn't be able to say like haneman in the some other nickname of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the beis akise. V'chitei machinami. And if you say you're right. That's not true. You're allowed to say hemnusa. You're allowed to say haneman in the beis akise. So therefore, what's the difference between haneman and shalom? So Gemara says there is a difference. Hasam shame gufe lo ikri hachi. God's name isn't ne'eman. The mitagamina ne'alaka mehemna. Ne'eman is an adjective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's one of his midos, but it's not the name itself. The targum of haneman is mehemna, but it's not that that's inherently part of God's name. Hacha shame gufe ikri shalom. When Gidol called Hashem, he put Shalom as part of the name. And therefore, Shalom has more of a status of Shem Hashem. And therefore, you can't give Shalom in the Beis HaKiseh, even though you would be able to say Hane'eman in the Beis HaKiseh. Oh, let's get to that right now. Very close to my heart, that sugya. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, the Ramah quotes the Ran in our sugya, the Chlishi Ran in our sugya. The Yesh Nisharin Afilo B'milas Shalom. Shalom Ligmark Sivaso. Says the Ramah, even if you're just writing a letter and you're writing Shalom Aleichem to somebody, or you're writing the name in the letter, the Ramah says, Yeshin is Harin, to not write Shin Lamed Vav with a smidgic. One of my ninth grade Rebbe used to do that. Whenever he used to write my name and give me my test back, Shin Lamed Vav with a little thing. He wouldn't write the mem. See where that comes from in a minute. The Shachia, though, says, Verov HaOlam Ein Nisharin Bazeh. Kach Kasev Beshuvas Harash. Demutter. Right? So it's Machlokim to the Ramah and the Shach, whether you have to be Nisar in a letter. About saying, writing Shalom in a letter, because whether you're worried that the letters are going to be thrown out. The Radvaz is a very mistaber chiluk. The Radvaz in Chiluk Aleph says that maybe we know the letter is going to get thrown out. So maybe the difference is whether you're writing Shalom as a greeting, Shalom Aleichem, which then it has the status of Shem Hashem. Because what does Shalom Aleichem mean? When you say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, what are you saying? You're saying Hashem, Shalom, who's the Oseh Shalom, should be with you and give you peace. So when you say Shalom Aleichem, that's Shem Hashem. So that you shouldn't write in a letter the whole Shem. But if you're just writing Shalom, you're saying there's peace in the world. Or you're saying you're calling somebody by their name, Shalom, says the Radvaz, that's not a problem. You don't have to worry about not writing the whole name Shalom, because there is not being used as a Shem Hashem, it's just being used as a person's name.
So you're addressing somebody by
Shalom. Halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin? So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah quotes these two opinions. V'adam sheshmo Shalom, a person's name is Shalom. Yesh osrin beveis ha-merchatz l'krosu b'shmo el b'lashin laz. There are those that say you can't call his name. Because even though to be machmir like those opinions, like that Ramah, the Yesh Matirin, Kivan She'enem Eskavin Ela Al Inyan HaShalom, Ela Eskar Shemosh Eloso Adam. Just calling the guy's name, you're not calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bedivrei Sofrim Halachach Rameko, V'chei Nogin. Mishnah Berurah says, V'ikar Adin Mutter. V'ikar Adin, we can rely Lakula, but another Chumra, V'yirei Shemayim Yesh Lo Lahachmir. Yan Ki Harbi Mehachronim Osrim. So what should you do? If you want to call him, so the Yivla Hamem, the Yovarak Shalo, below Mem, O Shalon Benun. Either way, somehow, you know, none of you have the problem. My wife is the only one that does. But the Mishnah Berurah says Lachadchila, one shouldn't call the name, say the name Shalom when she's in the Beis Hamerchatz to the Beis Hakisei. The Gabi Geres Harishus Nachon Shalolup the Shalom Imavav Rak Shalem Shematzi Lizrok Paashpos. Okay, so Lachadchila, it appears that even not using Shalom as Shem Hashem, you know, one should be Machmir. Name writing, what?
Writing name, there are a number of names which end with Hashem's name.
Number of names, whatever, like any of the Zachariah, and then, right? Yisrael, Shmuel, right, so all of those, I don't know if that has Shem Hashem in it. I don't think that is Shem Hashem. So I don't think that would have the same status. Well, you want to write a line in between? That's what the minhag of many people do. Yisra, right, with a line in the middle. Right. Right, you write the Shem Hashem. Again, this is, I mean, even, let me think about it. I'm not sure. Yeah. Right, so in terms of Hazmana, we say there's a difference, whether it's Moos before you use it or not. But in terms of once it is, so then we have a comparison between them. You're right.
About using that name before davening?
Using the name before davening? What do you mean? saying giving shalom before davening. So that we had in Brachas. Right, so we had about Safra Demaritav, where that's different. We said the difference is, right, we had it earlier. Where was it? Yudalit, I think. Right? So that's the difference was whether you're Kadam, you go there. The Gemara said, if you go there specifically to say hello to him before davening, that's a problem. So but if you just happen to meet him, it's okay. What? Say Shem Hashem? Well, it's a different issue. Whether you say hello to somebody before you say hello to God, or just saying Shem Hashem, the Kedusha of the Shem in the bathroom. That's a little different. Okay, let's continue. So we have a couple of other statements from Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav. V'am Rav Bar Baxia Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria Amar Rav. Hanosin matana l'chaveir tzarach lehodiyo. If you give a matana to your friend, you should let him know that you gave him a matana. You shouldn't just leave it at the door and give it anonymously. Sh'ne'amar l'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. As we know, when Hashem gave us Shabbos, he told us about it. Tosas here points out that this only applies to matanas, but not to tzedakah. Because tzedakah, the Rambam writes, the 10 levels of tzedakah, the highest is to give anonymously. So that doesn't apply to that type, but that's an important tosas. Tafgu b'matanas, shenos b'lo idei ahava. I will note in tzedakah, where it might be embarrassed, then this doesn't apply, but in general, if you give a matana, sarach lahodiyo. There's a Gilyon Hashas. On the Gilyoni Hashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, on this Tosfos, who says, maybe why do you always have to let the person know? Because halachically, it's not called a Nesina without a Kabbalah. There's not a Nesina Shlem without a Kabbalah. A Nesina means a Nosein and a Makabel. So therefore, where you need a Nesina, giving a Matana, you need a Nosein and a Makabel. By Tzaka, all it is a Hashlama. You're being Mashlam, the Chisaron of the Ani. So therefore, there's no need for him to know about it. Just be Mashlam is Chisaron. But then he ends off in the last two lines, he says, Yeshli Dvar Chiddush Bazeh. What's the Dvar Chiddush? The Lashon in the Megillah is Matanos La'evyonim. By that Staka, the Lashon of Matana is used in the Megillah. So he says, maybe when it comes to Matanos La'evyonim, they have to know about it. Because it uses the Lashon of Nesina, and as I just said, Nesina requires a Nosin in the Makabel. He says, Yeshli Dvar Chiddush. Again, so maybe once or two of the Stakas that we give in Matanos La'evyonim, you know, the Makabel should know about it, but either way, that's an interesting discussion of why you'd have to say. Tani Nami Hachi, back to the Gemara. L'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Right, I gave you Shabbos that you know that I was mekadish you. Amar Le'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Matana Tova Yeshle B'Beis Kenazai. I have a great gift in my treasure house. The Shabbos Shema, and Shabbos is its name. V'ani Mevakish Litna L'Yisrael. And I want to give it to B'nai Yisrael. Lech Bahudiyam, go tell them. So the Gemara calls Shabbos a Matana. One more line. I'm sorry, let's stop there for a minute. Why is Shabbos called a Matana? Why is it such a gift? The first Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Shabbos says that if you think about all the other, we say in Davening, Yismach Moshe B'matznas Chelko. Why is Shabbos a Matana? What about all the other Yom Tovim? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, every other Yontif, it's logical that it doesn't apply to the other Goyim, the other nations of the world. Did they go out of Mitzrayim? Did they get the Torah? Did they sit in huts in the desert? Every other Yontif, it makes sense, it's only. It has to do with our history. Shabbos is Eichel HaMaisa Gracious. Shabbos is Shayach to everybody. And still Hashem only gave it to us. Oh, Yislach Bo Shabbat Naschelko. It's a matan for us. Kodesh Baruch Hu Dav. V'lo Nesata L'Goy HaRatzos. Dafka B'Shabbos. Because Shabbos could have been given to everybody else, but it was only given to Am Yisrael. There's something else about matana, but we'll see if there's time at the end. Mikan, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hanosin Pas Latino, Sarach Lodiya Le'imo. From here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you give a piece, a cookie to a child, you got to let the mother know. My Avilei, so what should you do to let the mother know? Amar Abaya, Shoifle Mishrei, Umali Le Kuchla. Either put some oil on his forehead, eyeshadow up his eye, do something that will help the mother realize to ask, who gave you this? And the kid will say, oh, you know, so and so, and he also gave me a cookie. What about today, where we're choshesh that there was some kind of kishuv done, if you like, he comes home with colored eyes. So just smush some sticky candy on his forehead. And then you give him a candy, they'll know that you gave him a candy. Ain't, is that true? We have another memra that you don't have to tell the person when you gave him something. Shenemar, as it says, Moshe didn't know that he got the karne hahod. His face was shining. Hashem didn't tell him that he was going to make his face shine. So do you have to tell him or not? So lokasha habemilso davidi legluye, habemilso delo avidi legluye. It depends if it's going to be found out or not. Meaning everybody, Moshe is going to realize that he got it. So therefore you don't have to tell him because he's going to realize it. Mashenkein, if a mother won't realize that something was given to the child, then you have to make sure to tell him. Aiva Shabbos davidi legluye. Shabbos is, everybody's going to know we have Shabbos, just read the Torah. Ah, matat schara lo avidi legluye. But the matan schara of Shabbos, which might mean that won't be revealed. Maybe that means the matana aspect of Shabbos. The special qualities of Shabbos, we'll know they have Shabbos. We won't realize the matana of Shabbos. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell us. Rav Chizah avinakid biyadei tarti masdisa detura. Rav Chizah was a Kohen. Rashi explains that he was holding two matanos, matnas kahuna of ox meat. What's matnas kahuna? The halacha with Bzvana Beis HaMikdash is that every animal of chulin that we shecht, we have to give parts of the animal to the Kohen. The Zroa, the Lechayayim, and the Keva. Shlamim, you have to give the Chazay and the Shok. But if even a chulin animal, you have to give Zroa, Lechayim, and the Keva. So he was holding two sets of this animal. Omar, Koman de Isi, Va'amir, Lishmaitza, Chazim, Shmei the Rab, Yavino Le Nile. But these Matnas Kahuna are allowed to be eaten by Yisrael. So Rav Chizah gets up and says, whoever tells me a Chiddush in the name of Rav, my Rebbe, I'm going to give him this meat. He's zochet to a steak. He wins. So I'm really Rav Bar Machsia. Hach Amar Rav. I heard something from Rav. Hadosi matana l'chaveru tzorach l'hodio. Right? If you give a matana, you got to let the person know. Shneimar l'adas ki ani yashem mekadishchem. So Rav Chizah said, oh, unbelievable. Yaven Yileh, he gave him the meat. He was all excited. Amar chaviven alach hashmaitza d'rav kulei. Hi. I see you love your Rebbe's statements. You know, you love him so, you get so excited. Okay, it's a nice thing, but you have to give your whole supper. So Amar Lei in, yes, of course, everything my Rebbe says is amazing. Amar Lei, oh, Heinrich Amar Rav. This is how you behave is like what Rav said, Milsa al Bilshayu Yakira. Milsa something al Bishayu, the wearer, Yakira thinks it's precious. Meaning you always, whatever you're used to, whatever is yours, you know, you think is precious. So it's your Rebbe statements, so that's why you're so excited about it. So Amar Lei, Amar Rav Hachi. Rav said that too. Basraisa, definitely become Isa. Oh, that second line is even better than the first one. If I had another piece of meat, I'd give you also. I'd give it to you again. He was so excited about it. What his Rebbe said. Interesting, both of these are not really halachas, or of Derech Eretz. But still, even Dvar Musar and Dvar Derech Eretz from the Rebbe, they were excited about. Okay, V'amar Rav Bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gruya, Amar Rav. Another statement from Rav. La'olam famous. Al Yishan Adam Beno Ben Abanim. A person should not favor a son among sons. Shebishvil Mishkal Shnei Slam Milas. Shenasad Yaakov LeYosef. Yosef Mishar Banav. Because of the favoritism that Yaakov showed Yosef. Niskanu Boechav. His brothers got jealous. V'nisgalgel Hadavar. And the thing rolled. V'yardu Avoseinu LeMitzrayim. So Gemara seems to say that in some way it was Yaakov's chait that caused Yerida l'Mitzrayim. Tosis here, Hachi Garcinon, V'yavagav de'balav Hachi Nigzar. Ah, there was a gzera. What do you mean, Yaakov? There was a gzera. Brisbane Abasarim. That was way long before Yaakov Avinu. D'chsev avadam v'inu osam. Shema says Tosis, lo haya nigzar aleihem inui kol kach. Ela al yidei zeh. Maybe it wouldn't have been so hard. It wouldn't have been such torture had Yaakov Avinu not done that. And Maris Chayis here points out, you know what? How can you say that about Yaakov Avinu? But retrospectively, says the Maritz Chayis, if we see that this behavior is what led to the galus, then it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just pick a haphazard action in the middle of nowhere, because this action was related to the eventual galus. It must be that there was a shemitz of a chait here. That's why Chazal connoted as such. But what does Tosa say? It's unbelievable, because of Yaakov Avinu's action, he caused the inui. It's reminiscent of a Ramban in Sefer Bereishis, where the Ramban says, because of Sarah's inui of Hagar, that's what causes us all of the Arab trouble today. That's what the Ramban says in one line. It's pretty scary. But it's similar here. He says, because of an action of one of the Avos or Imahos, so that causes later inui of the children. Amazing. We're not getting pshat in it now, or even to talk about it philosophically, but that's the Chiddush that Tosfos says, that's the Chiddush that the Ramban says. Okay, yeah? Right, in Achinami. So maybe they even went more overboard than the Inui, which would have been caused by Yaakov Avinu's actions. So, but again, you have to put all the Makaros together. Put all the Makaros together. Okay, well, guess we'll stop here at the two dots, and Hashem will continue. Again, today's shiur was L'Zeicha Nishma Sima Bas Avram Tzvi. Amen.